SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Red Cross vehicles have arrived at the location in the Gaza Strip where Hamas is to free three Israeli hostages. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more on this story.
Israel, in return, will return dozens of Palestinian prisoners as part of a fragile agreement that has paused the war in the Gaza Strip. President Donald Trump's proposal to transfer the Palestinian population out of Gaza, welcomed by Israel but vehemently rejected by the Palestinians and most of the international community, does not appear to have an effect on the current phase of the truce. This will be the fifth swap of hostages for prisoners since the ceasefire began on January 19th. 18 hostages and more than 550 Palestinian prisoners have already been freed in that time. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Speaking at a summit on the Canada-U.S. economic relationship, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says if U.S. tariffs become a reality, Canada has to be ready to respond.
Our goal will always be to get those tariffs lifted as quickly as possible. That's the approach we have to have tactically around tariffs, that is focused on demonstrating the depth of the relationship, demonstrating that we can solve the challenges they're facing, but also make sure we're protecting Canadians and moving forward.
Also at SRNnews.com, just hours after finding 10 people dead in western Alaska from one of the deadliest plane crashes in the state in 25 years, authorities are racing to recover their remains and the wreckage of the small commuter plane from unstable sea ice before expected high winds and snow. The plane crashed on its way to the hub community of Nome on Thursday afternoon, killing everyone on board. Officials in eastern Tennessee say two people were killed when severe storms and two tornadoes moved through the region. The severe weather passed through the Deer Lodge and Sunbright areas of Morgan County Thursday night. Officials say three injuries also reported. This is SRN News. The anti-Semitism probe of America's colleges expands. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Department of Health and Human Services will look into anti-Jewish protests at several of the nation's medical schools, including Johns Hopkins, Harvard, and Brown. HHS says it will seek to determine if officials there, quote, acted with deliberate indifference regarding events that may have impacted Jewish students' rights to access educational opportunities and benefits. Other federal departments are conducting similar probes of other universities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelicals, feminists, and female athletes are cheering President Trump's decision to issue an executive order designed to prevent males from participating in female sports. The order gives federal agencies wide latitude to ensure entities that receive federal funding abide by Title IX in alignment with the Trump administration's view. Mr. Trump has already ordered the government to define sex as only male or female. This is SRN News. California's governor is looking to speed up a rule to make homes more fire-resistant. John Scott has more.
The rules require homeowners in high-risk areas to clear combustible materials, like dead plants and wooden furniture, from within 5 feet of their homes. The regulations were signed into law in 2020 and were originally intended to take effect in 2023, but they still haven't been written. Experts say having that 5-foot rule in place could have made a difference for some in the deadly January wildfires around Los Angeles. I'm Ben Thomas.
A violin made in 1714 by the legendary luthier Antonio Stradivari has sold for $11.3 million at an auction in New York, short of estimates that would have made it the most expensive instrument ever sold at auction. The 311-year-old violin sold yesterday, the Stradivarius violin regarded as one of Stradivari's best works. You'll find more on these stories and other news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.